This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi today on this New Year's weekend. And our second hour has Lise Wheel as its first guest. Now, Lise used to be on Fox. She's a prosecutor and she's an author. She's penned a book about Charles Manson. If you think you know everything about the sad saga of what happened with the Manson family, you just touched the iceberg, because she has uncovered some new things that are unbelievable. Actor Greg Grunberg will be joining us. And then as we go into 2019, there was a study done of the future of happiness and how to really handle the stress of the holiday season and life in general. And our guest will be Amy Blackson. And that's all coming up this hour, live with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause for just a brief moment. My first guest the second hour will be back with us, Lise Wheel.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141. Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I thought that everything that could be written about Charles Manson had already been written. But our next guest has brought it to a new level. She's a former federal prosecutor. She's also been seen, of course, on Fox News and The O'Reilly Factor when he was on Your World with Neil Cavuto, Lou Dobbs, and the Wheel of Justice podcast. Joining us right now is Lise Wheel. Hi, Lise. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on.
I thought, as I mentioned in the introduction, that everything was written about Charles Manson. It's unbelievable that something that has happened now 49 years ago still attracts people for some reason. And when I read this book, and believe me when I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a page-turner. You cannot put it down. When I read it, I thought, boy, there are things that we don't know about. How the heck did you compile this?
Well, it's interesting. You're exactly right. When I went into this, I thought, you know, what could I find that was new? I wasn't even really looking necessarily for something new, but I wanted to dissect the case as almost like a cold case, you know, looking from the facts from back then, because it really, to me, it was a case that really changed our culture, right?
Yes.
It really changed America's innocence at the time. And that's what fascinated me so much from the beginning, even before I knew that I would find something new, as you said that I did.
You know, a lot of people have claimed that this particular situation, this tragedy that happened, an ongoing tragedy, because it wasn't just the Tate LaBianca murders, but other murders connected to it, was
right,
a product of the times. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there were you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll and all that, although I wouldn't draw the rock and roll in there. Although, actually, no, to be truthful,
yeah,
I would, because Charles Manson was going after a big rock and roll deal that he thought he would get, and then he thought that the contract was reneged upon, and with the Beach Boys, and, you know, someone said that may have been a potential, you know, anger issue for him. So let's throw rock and roll in there as well. There was a cultural thing going on that may have been a way that he was able to attract some of the quote-unquote girls that were with him. Sex was certainly a part of the, you know, it was kind of this culture of anything goes. But again, it was this changing part, you know, this changing time in our culture that was happening. But as I say in the book, and I make the point even after the book, that this phenomenon is going on even now, that Manson's playbook happens again and again and again, and what Manson used and was able to use to attract these women and keep these women and really use these women to do these horrible things for him, you know, that playbook happens even now, and so less culture, less history repeat itself, you know, we have to study history so those evil things don't keep happening again and again. And I think that's what is so fascinating about studying what really is now history, because as you say, Ron, it happened, it'll be 50 years again next August.
Right.
So we're in our, you know, it's really a historical perspective that I tried to bring to Hunting Manson.
I'm sorry, I should have mentioned the book's name. I can't believe I didn't do that. It's called
That's okay.
Hunting Charles Manson. I've done this for so long, Lisa, I just take things for granted. I'm so sorry about that. Hunting Charles Manson. Now, here's the thing that I really enjoyed, and I delve into this thing like crazy. A lot of people they don't read books that they get because they get so many of them. I couldn't put this thing down.
You know, that's so right, and I so much appreciate that because I've been on both ends of this,
you know,
doing my podcast and stuff like that. Some people, when they interview authors, they haven't read the book.
I know.
They say something like, oh, I really must read this now. It's like, you know, you might have thought about doing that before you interview the author.
I had somebody tell me one time, and with no disparity to Larry King, but they said all he does is read the covers of the jacket, you know, and I try to read the whole thing because you get a better sense of it. And I tell you what really struck out was the personal conversations. I mean, how do you know, Lise, how accurate, and if so, where did you get these personal conversations? Because you had things in there that were dialogue between all the main characters that fit right into the picture. How'd you get that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that is just painstaking research. That's going through all the parole hearings, right? Because there were many, you know, the hearings afterwards, you know, because all of them have been convicted, right? So then now I can have the historical perspective. So I'm going back through that. And this is now what they've said years later after they've been convicted in their parole hearings. So I'm able to piece together things and go back and sort of in a montage type way, put you back in the setting, put you back in those rooms, put you back in to where the events happened. And I can do that. It's all historically accurate, but I can do that piecing together for you through historical document, you know, through historical documents. So it's all accurate, it's all history, but I'm doing that through painstakingly going through the archives and bringing you there. The other thing that I was really lucky, if you put that in quotes, to get that I didn't know when I started researching the book, was that I was able to be really the only press person allowed in the last parole hearing, the last one he's had, of Tex Watson. Now, you know, Charles Tex Watson was Manson's right-hand man.
Right.
He's the one who actually committed, you know, plunged the knife in and did the murders. Manson orchestrated the murders. Manson set that in motion, you know, conspiracy law and all that, which you can get into. But he didn't actually commit the murders, actually plunged the knife in. Tex had that lovely job. And I was the only press person allowed in California in 2016 when Tex had his last parole hearing. So I sat 3 feet away from Watson with nobody in between us, just me and looking at this killer in this maximum security prison. So I took my little notes, scribbled my handwriting as fast as I could, and took this all in. So there's a whole chapter in there that's kind of written from Tex Watson's perspective, and even going in and doing in the murders and all of that, it's all written from Tex's perspective, because I sat there and listened to him recount all these years later what he did and how he felt and why he did his motivation.
You know, you got a great pictorial in here, Lise, and one of the pictures is of Tex Watson, how he looks today. Boy, if you saw
that... I took that picture. It's my first photo credit.
Well, I got to tell you...
I've written 18 books, but it's my first photo credit.
Well, I must tell you something. When you look at that picture, he looks like the guy that you would see in the line at Home Depot.
You know what?
He's not a bad-looking guy.
Right.
It's amazing.
Isn't that scary?
It's very scary when you think about it, because, you know, the guy was a crazy murderer. I mean, in one particular case, Charles Manson wanted to give the impression that they killed somebody, Shorty was his name, by decapitating him, even though they didn't. But the story sounded good in the family unit there at Spahn Ranch. You know, there have been many, many documentaries, and I think even movies from a theatrical fashion that have profiled this. But you know what, Lisa, and I say this sincerely, not because you're on the show, this would make a good movie for many reasons, one of which is the ongoing private dialogue. I mean, just take it right from the pages of the book and, you know, don't Hollywoodize it, because it's already a fascinating story. Have you had any offers along those lines?
Oh, well, thank you very much. No, I'm working with CNN right now. They're doing a documentary, but it's going to be archival. It's going to be just a historical documentary. I'm just working with them to kind of narrate for them, you know, putting some of the scenes together. And that's just a straight archival. It's not, you know, anything fancy. So it's not a Hollywood kind of thing. It's just a CNN documentary. Other than that, no. I'm not looking to do any kind of Hollywood type thing with this. I mean, you know, there has been, as you say, so much done, and there's this Quentin Tarantino movie coming out. You know, I'll certainly be interested in see what he does with it. I just really wrote this really as a historical piece. I want there to be some, and I very much appreciate what you said, Ron. I take that really to heart. I very much appreciate it, because you have read it. But I really wanted there to be one book that really told this piece of history as a historical piece. And it's a thriller, and it won't put you, you know, you won't fall asleep, I don't think.
So I
wanted, you know, I'm a thriller writer, so I write in that vein. I can't help myself. But it really is meant to be kind of an historical piece, you know, where you will have a sense in one book of what really happened for history.
Well, that you have done several times over, Lise. We're going to pause for just a second. We're going to come back. Lise has agreed to stay with us in another segment. Of course, she is well-known for her reporting on Fox News, and the book is called Hunting Charles Manson, The Quest for Justice in the Days of Helter Skelter, as penned by Lise Wheel. And we'll be back with more interesting and unbelievable stories that are in this book with Lise Wheel. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to Ron Sedgy today, and our guest has been so nice to join us for another segment from Fox News, and an author and a former federal prosecutor in her own right. Lise Wheel is our guest. She has penned a book I have right in front of me. It's entitled Hunting Charles Manson. And Lise, did you ever meet or interview Manson?
No, I didn't. Of course, I wrote him and never got a response. And, you know, that's pretty much pro forma. I knew I wouldn't get a response. But, of course, I wrote him several times. I knew I wasn't going to get a response. I would have been shocked if I did. And he got so many bushels of mail. I certainly interviewed many people around him, including that Jason Freeman, the grandson who got the rights to his body and was all sorts of legal turmoil about whether he gets the estate or not. Got to Jason Freeman, and early on in researching this book, before the media sort of got to Freeman, and before Manson got sick and died, now Jason Freeman is very much, you know, involved in the media and taking interviews and very much, you know, sort of in the media eye around Manson. And that's fine. Of course, everybody is capitalized and do what they need to do.
Was there a problem with the fact that two different law departments were investigating two different murders? They were investigating the LaBianca murders and the Tate murder, okay? But they weren't, even though they were in the same close jurisdiction, they were not sharing their notes, so by they did not know that these things were related. I mean, that's kind of archaic for the time, don't you think?
Of course there was a problem. There was a huge problem. And again, this is why we write history, right? So that we help people read about history so they think, oh, maybe this shouldn't happen in the present day. We don't want history to repeat itself. You know, we want the FBI, we want the CIA to share notes. We want the LAPD and the LA Sheriff, we want law enforcement to share notes one with each other. Because if we have a murder scene in one where you have, you know, people brutally murdered and their blood marked across the walls, a scene just a day or two later in a different jurisdiction where kind of the same thing is done, you know, you might want to share those notes, you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't be sarcastic, but it's just so frustrating. And I am third generation federal prosecutor. My father also was an FBI agent. My grandfather was a judge as well as being a prosecutor. So I kind of have, you know, law enforcement in my genes. And I don't mean the genes I wear. I just, you know what I'm saying? So it's very frustrating for me. Yeah. Let's solve these cases faster so the bad guys aren't out there on the street.
Yeah, it's amazing. It took months for them to even arrest Manson and the family, even though they were periodically going back to the Spahn Ranch, and they were, you know, keeping a pretty close tab on him. In fact, in the book, how he was able to skirt the law so many times prior to the major event that took place. Did you interview Diane Lake at all for this book?
I did not. I would have been so interested in doing that. She's got a fascinating book out as well.
Yes.
She was actually a member. You know, she did not participate
right.
in the brutal murders.
Right.
Thank goodness, because she wouldn't have been able to write a book and sell a book about it. But I still would like to talk with her and talk about her experiences. I mean, how these women, I still don't understand. And I try it, I discuss it, I talk about it, and it's sort of the psychological things wrapped into one. It happens again and again and again. We can't just say, oh, Manson did it once and it hasn't happened again. There are, the cult phenomena repeats itself. Kind of, you know, he brought them in with love and from hippie stuff. And then once they're in, it's like, bam, don't ever try to get out.
You know, and I found fascinating, it's almost like a religious following, because he felt that there was this black minority revolution that was going to take place. He was going to go out in the desert, wait till the thing was over, then come back and be the savior of the world after this revolution. I mean, that's a kind of a religious type of approach and parallels a little bit of bizarre thought process, if you will.
It really, oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, and he calls himself Christ.
Yes, yes.
I mean, yeah, and the girls referred to him as Christ. You know, he was guru, he was, you know, the savior, he was all these things, you know, that he called himself, all these names he had for himself, but it was very much akin to a religious phenomena. And he would do things like take away their birthdays from them.
Mm-hmm.
He would take away their names from them.
Yeah.
He would rename them. So he became the all-knowing father, God-like figure.
So reading this thing, I'm thinking to myself, geez, I have nice clothes. I have a really nice car. And I can't attract women like that. And this guy comes out like a real.
But you don't paint yourself up to be God. I mean, it's a really scary, scary thing. And to bring in the men, and he would trade on their insecurities. But listening to Tex Watson all these years later, and the parole officer just screaming at him, you know, what made a God fearing, you know, church going, you know, young man like you move from Texas to California and commit the worst crimes the state has ever seen? And Tex Watson just looks at him and says, you know, Charlie showed us love and acceptance. And, you know, and the parole officer's like, you know, you're like talking about my teenagers.
Yeah. So sex was very prevalent. And, you know, and there were some famous people, as you mentioned, Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys, Terry Melcher.
Yeah.
Doris Day's son, isn't it?
Doris Day's was a son, exactly. So there were lots of sort of celebrity sightings kind of thing, fringe people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were all, you know, in that celebrity milieu definitely going on. And Charles Manson was the ultimate, you know, hanger-on or wannabe celebrity, you know, couldn't quite make it kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating book. Later years, he actually targeted Johnny Carson a couple of times, but...
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I saw an interview with him after he was in prison, and he said, if I was out, the first person I'd go after is Johnny Carson. I just never understood that. Johnny was such a nice man.
Now, you're telling me something. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Carson? Are you kidding? Well, why am I surprised, Ron?
You know, he was the ultimate success when it comes to the entertainment business, if you exclude Sinatra and Elvis and the Beatles. I don't know for what reason, but he did. Hunting Charles Manson is the name of the book. It's penned by a very educated, talented, nice lady, Lise Wheel. Lise, would you do me a favor? You're a great guest.
Sure.
Would you come back again? Maybe we can talk politics or something else.
Sure, of course, Ron, anytime. This was so delightful. Thank you so much for having me on.
And I urge everybody to get this. I hate to say this is easy reading, because it isn't. I hate to say that it's uplifting, because it isn't. But gosh, it is so doggone interesting that if you miss it, you miss a great piece of literature. Lise, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ron. And it is uplifting in the sense we can learn from history,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
so
sure.
We don't repeat it. We can learn from it, and we can see when it's coming, so we can go, aha, we're not going to do that. We're not going to repeat those mistakes.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, thanks, Lise, and we'll look forward to having you back, okay?
You got it, Ron. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lise. Our guest has been Lise Wheel. Very prominent TV personality, former federal prosecutor, and the author of Hunting Charles Manson. It's in hardcover in bookstores as we speak. Get it. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is saying he expects the current government shutdown to go on for a while. He did reveal the president has come down on his initial demand of $5 billion to build the wall.
We sat down with Mr. Schumer and gave him a number below five.
The president tweeted, "We'll be forced to close down the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us money to finish the wall." USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office. And I think what the president is trying to do, and rightly so, is shed some light on what's happening here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The USA and around the world, it's Ron Zedgy today. I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. He is a very good actor, and he's going to be starring in a motion picture that's on HBO, and it's going to be premiering on the HBO network at 8 p.m., but it will air probably another millions of times. And he's done everything in this business, and the movie's called Paterno. Joining us right now is Greg Grunberg. Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I always like to run down, Greg, all of the movies, all of the things, whether it be novels or anything that our guests have. But boy, oh boy, we would be here forever. Star Trek, Beyond, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
On TV with Criminal Minds. And, of course, your role as Matt Parkman and the Pretzel King in St. Louis. And now this HBO movie called Paterno. Tell us about this, Greg.
Yeah, Paterno, it's a far cry from Heroes and, you know, Lost and Alias and all these shows I've done. This was one of those bucket list moments for me to be able to work with Al Pacino and Barry Levinson. And the subject matter is something that touches, it's everyone is affected by it because it involves kids. And then we all remember this terrible story about Jerry Sandusky at Penn State and Joe Paterno and all the administrators there taking the fall for not doing enough. But it's really a character study about Joe Paterno and the end of this incredible career and how we all need to do something. If we see something, we need to say something. And did Joe do enough? Did the administrators do enough? And we've seen this play out, obviously, and they did not. And so, it's interesting because Joe Paterno, he was so dedicated to football and so dedicated to these athletes and built up the most incredible program, maybe in college sports history, and yet did not, people judge for themselves, obviously, but at the end when he was fired and when they took away the wins and everything, it absolutely destroyed him, and he was an amazing man who just did not do enough in the eyes of the school, in the eyes of most people, to protect, you know, children, because it's like you hear about something, you got to do something, you got to see something, say something, and follow through. You know, don't just do the minimum. But it was a real character study, and Al Pacino is just, I mean, for me to be able to work with a guy like that and play his son, I play Scott Paterno, and it's a great family. I mean, really, these people are amazing. They've now dedicated themselves to this cause, and if you go to paterno.com, there's resources on there to learn about how to speak up and what to look for as far as child predators and all that. But HBO did a great job, and I hope people enjoy them. I mean, enjoy the movie. It's a really tough subject matter, but it's a beautifully made movie.
I think, Greg, it's important to know, too, that the real problem that Paterno had was that he, I don't think, really took action from the standpoint of being involved with the students, but he just knew about it and didn't say anything about it. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah, he did. When he heard about it, one of the lower coaches came to him and said, I saw something in the locker room, in the shower, and so Joe did call the head of campus police. The way it's portrayed in the movie is they all decided, look, let's just tell him not to bring kids on campus. I mean, that's just absolutely crazy, these kids were damaged forever, and it's when they knew and how long they let it go on without but it wasn't just them, it was the FBI, it was the police, it was over and over and over again the people dropped the ball, and it's really one of those things where it's like the church or anything like that where it's just almost too big to fail. They were worried about, you know, look what happened to Michigan State with the gymnasts. People knew about things and they didn't do as much as they could to make sure that it stopped.
But he wasn't the perpetrator in these things. He just was knowledgeable of it happening.
Yeah. That's something that everyone, Joe Paterno had nothing to do with the acts on kids at all. Nothing. No, it's just the administration, but it starts at the top, and nothing happened at Penn State without Joe Paterno knowing about it. But again, it's one of those things where, as a parent, you know, I look at this, and my wife and I have talked about it. Like, if we hear about something that another kid is doing as a friend of our son, like, is it our obligation to call the parent and to say, hey, your son's smoking pot or your son's doing this, doing that? I think it is. You know, because then later, I can't live with myself if I know something happens. So it's like, how far are you willing to go? And you don't know until you're put into that situation. This happened over so many years, and there were so many people that dropped the ball. This is just one character study about basically the Pope of Penn State, Joe Paterno.
Greg, have you heard from the family, and in particular from Scott, with regards to the subject matter and the accuracy of it?
I have a little bit. You know, I follow him on Twitter. He follows me. And recently, when the movie came out, I did something. I kind of opened a can of worms. I sent out a message right before I do this when a movie premieres or something that I'm doing. I say, you know, here, ask me questions. You know, Q&A, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And I said, ask me anything about Paterno. And I shouldn't have said that. I should have said, ask me anything about playing the character of Scott Paterno. Because people came at me. It's such an emotional...
Sure.
You know, subject matter for so many people because of the fact, I mean, they rioted. You'll see in the movie, as soon as Joe was fired, the entire school just went up. I mean, all these kids were like, what are you talking about? This guy's been here for over 60 years,
right?
And you're going to use him as a scapegoat, and he did the right, you know. People went crazy, and they feel just as strongly about it today. They don't, a lot of people, they just don't want this to come back up and have to deal with it, but unfortunately, this is still happening, and so the conversation, not still happening at Penn State, but I'm saying it's something that at least the good that comes out of this is that we're all talking about it. And Scott, because of all these people that kind of came at me on Twitter, if you want to see it, you go to at Greg Grunberg on Twitter and you'll see all the conversation back and forth. And people were pretty mean, but it's fine. It's like at least the conversation kept going. And Scott reached out to me and said, you know, because I'm directing people to Paterno.com. I'm like saying, look, see the movie and then learn what to do. Learn, you know, check out the resources that they've been provided on the website. And so it was nice of Scott to reach out and go, hey, I appreciate, you know, you at least sending people to the site.
I think it's difficult for an actor, and correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, to portray somebody who's real, and not only real, but still alive, that it's not a character that you can bring. It's a character you have to be. Where did you film it?
We shot all around New York. Like, they wouldn't allow us to shoot on Penn State property.
I thought so.
It was pretty accurate depiction of the locations. I mean, it looks great. So, you know, people pick it apart. The statue of Joe Paterno, they changed the statue for the movie. They changed certain things. They took dramatic license on certain things, for sure. And also playing someone, just in my case, you know, Scott is a very smart guy, and he's, you know, and he's very active on Twitter and social media. And Scott was like because he's an attorney, he was like, guys, read the charges against Jerry Sandusky. That was my whole thing. And that's the way I looked at it. It was sort of the voice of the audience going, don't you realize how serious this is? Come on. And the family was a bit in denial, the way we portray it, as far as not wanting to read. I mean, these are disgusting charges. These are terrible things, but it was almost too late by the time they addressed it. You know, they didn't realize that it was spinning out of control. And the one who, in the family who did realize it, again, the way we portray it, is Scott. And so it was great for me to be able to play that. But the father-son relationship, I hope and I think, comes through. This is a very tight family, and then they're a great family. So it's I brought a lot of my own personal, you know, feelings to it, the way I felt about this whole thing. And then, of course, working with Al was amazing. But, you're right. It's tough. I think if I would have had more contact with Scott, it would have been harder, because I would have, you know, I just want to do a good job. I just want them to respect what I did. Not everyone's going to love the performance or love the way I portrayed someone real who's alive and very active and smart and, you know, doing the right thing. I hope people like it.
I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for our listeners, too, because it's, I think, going to be terrific. Paterno, it's an HBO TV movie. I know you're on a horrendous schedule there, Greg. When you come back,
thank you.
When you get some time to come back, I want to talk to you about your podcast, An Actor, a Comedian, and a Musician Walk into a Bar. And I want to talk to you about Banned from TV, because I think we might have some similarities when it comes to music. So would you come back, Greg, and join us sometimes?
Yes, please. Absolutely. I'd love to. I have such a respect for what you do now, because I've, you know, I've got this show. It's a talk show, essentially, this podcast. And it's just what you do. You're so good at it. It's crazy.
Well,
it's easy for me to pop in on your show. To do this on the regular is it's fun. But then it's like, how do you keep it interesting? And you always do. So I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, thank you, Greg. And I look forward to having you back. And good luck, HBO of Paterno, starring our guest, Greg Grunberg. Greg, thank you so much, my friend, and I look forward to having you back now. Or maybe I'll come on your show.
That'd be great. Okay. I would love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Grunberg. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, this is a topic that I don't think we've touched on before, but I have to tell you, after reviewing the material, I'm thinking to myself, we should have been talking about this a long time ago. We have an expert in positive psychology, and she's the author of Future of Happiness. We're going to talk about space and how it reduces stress with our guest, Amy Blankson. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So now the holidays are here. There could be no bigger stress environment than the holidays. But you talk about how to have space in your life and how to think positively so to put you in a good mood, not only during this time of the year, but 12 months out of the year. So tell me about this survey that was done, because I think this is amazing. You are an expert in this area that really could help us. I don't think this is something that somebody driving down the street thinks of every day.
Well, I'm an expert in positive psychology, and while I study happiness, my passion is really helping take research from the field and put it into positive practice, practical applications in life. And so when I learned about what Hilton's Power of Space survey was doing, I was really excited to partner with Embassy Suites, Homewood Suites, and Home 2 Suites by Hilton to really look into the benefits and the power of mindset on how space makes us feel. And so the Power of Space survey proves the need and desire for Americans to have more space in order to boost their mood and mindset.
Now, you know, there's a big trend I see on TV with these little houses. I think they even call them little houses. And they're all happy. Oh, this is quaint. This is good. And then they go back 3 months later, and there's either a divorce, or they moved out, or, you know, they added an addition, or they made the house a guest house and built the house. After a while, that could be a little stressful, just having that closeness, whether you're with somebody or not.
Contrary to the micro-living trend, which glorifies these micro-hotels that you're talking about or tiny houses, the Power of Space survey found that more space is actually good for people in all aspects of their life, from productivity to personal happiness to parenting and even traveling. We found that 87% of people actually felt that having more space made them better people, that 55 minutes a day is the optimal amount of time to recharge, and that when individuals got this amount of time, 53% of them said they felt friendlier, and 20% said they felt a little smarter and funnier as well.
Well, now you mentioned for parenting, space is good, you say, for business, too. 89% believe changing work environment gives them a boost. Now, when you say changing work environment, you don't mean changing a job, do you?
No, really, what we're talking about is changing where you are physically working. So you might work at a desk one day and then shift to working on a couch or looking at sitting at the kitchen table or maybe even sitting on your bed. That changing where you are actually physically working can produce a new set of options and outlook that boost your productivity, your sense of calm, your happiness, and your overall creativity.
And I would assume that with the trend of people working out of their home, this becomes even more of a problem.
Opportunity, as we like to say in positive psychology, because when we know this, then all of a sudden you can start to match the form and function of your space to the places where you're working and find your optimal working environment.
Okay, now everybody says when you go on a trip or you travel, whether it's for business or for pleasure, that if you don't have enough space, you can really get stressed out and screw up your routine. And that's on a trip.
Absolutely. 70% of travelers actually feel stressed when there's not enough space to keep up with their routine. So when I'm traveling with my family, I'm looking for a couple of things in particular. I'm looking for a lot of space. I'm looking for separate rooms for my children and myself. And I'm looking for a lot of value-added amenities that can help me to keep up with my routine. And that's part of why I love the Three Suites brands by Hilton, because there's literally a space and travel option for everyone. For instance, Embassy Suites offers two-room suites with an evening reception, light bites, and drinks. Homewood Suites is wonderful for the business traveler, and Home 2 Suites is wonderful for the budget-conscious travel. Literally, you can find something for everyone, but the amenities are not to be beat. Families can save big with fully equipped kitchens, free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, evening receptions, pool, workout facilities, so much more.
What about the book, The Future of Happiness? What is the future of happiness? Everybody says, you know, it's health and money, and I mean, what really is the root? Am I off course with those two items?
When I'm writing my book, the focus is actually on how we create a sense of balance in our era of digital distraction, knowing that our digital world has changed so much in the last 11 years that we have a new set of distractions and priorities as well for organizing our lives. And in order to find the future of happiness, the goal is really to be intentional about our actions, thinking about how we want to behave and aligning that with when, where, why, and how we do certain behaviors, which is why the Power of Space survey fits in so tightly with the research I've been doing, because it really looks at how do you take a resource like a space that you're working in or living in or traveling in and align it really well with purpose and meaning to boost your overall happiness.
I'm sure there are going to be listeners who are going to say, with more space, it costs more money, whether it be a hotel room, a home, whatever the case may be.
Is that the case?
The question is really, how beneficial is that space to you, right? So if you are able to find a space that meets the form and function of your needs, you actually wind up benefiting more than if you had skimped a few dollars on a smaller space. For instance, we found that 71% of parents admit to doing whatever it takes to get alone time. They need it so much, and that might mean that they are making excuses to run a foot errand, they're feigning sickness, trying to take a quote-unquote important phone call, but they're doing so because they desperately need space. And when they get this space, 69% of parents actually say they feel renewed, not guilty after getting this space. And they actually feel like their kids need that space too. 59% of parents believe that having more space to play matters more than a ton of toys. So what we begin to see is that people are doing whatever it takes to get that space because there's a value and it's worth it to them.
Amy Blankson is our guest. She's an expert in positive psychology, a graduate of Harvard and Yale, and a member of the United Nations Global Happiness Council. I had no clue that the United Nations had a happiness council.
Yes, they've been doing a great research from all around the world into what makes people happy and how can you begin to measure that across the world in a way that's sustainable and will help propel future positive behaviors.
I'm assuming that happiness leads to peace.
I do believe so, yeah. Absolutely.
Where can we go for more information? This is fascinating. It really is.
Absolutely. Check out Embassy Suites, Homewood Suites, and Home 2 Suites by Hilton. Or for more information about the Power Space Survey, make sure to check out HiltonBringIt.com.
I invite you to come back again. This is something that we don't think about, as I mentioned earlier in the segment, when you're driving down the street or reading the newspaper about space. Space does apparently lend itself to a less stressful atmosphere, and their suggestions are remarkable. And will you come back is the big question today, because we need more space.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Amy. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, I tell you, that is extremely interesting. Who would have thought of that, okay? Expert in positive psychology and the author of The Future of Happiness. Boy, wouldn't that be great if everybody had that. Amy Blankson. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Acquaintance be forgot. Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end of the year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow was ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
That's going to put a wrapper on things for Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for joining us. And our guests include actor Hal Linden, Chad Donnelly from Snow Globe and MTV, actress Kelly Martin, Christine Conley Bell of World Vision, also from Fox News, Lise Wheel, actor Greg Grunberg, and Amy Blackson. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week. I guess that's next year, according to my calendar. But we'll do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, Happy New Year, everybody. And until next year, or as I said, next weekend, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.